In Nashville, the tourism industry has been working overtime to clean up flood damage in time for today's big Country Music Association festival. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports.
Cheryl Burns pressed on to Nashville with her tour group from Australia despite what they saw in the news. She was concerned by the pictures of furniture floating inside the massive Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
It was like, oh wow, are we going to be still going there? And we were really worried about Opryland, and we'd heard that it was underwater, and probably, is it still?
No standing water, but it will take more than $200 million to reopen the hotel. 1,000 guests for the CMA festival had to find other places to stay. City tourism officials worked to fight off cancellations. CMA is the Black Friday for Nashville tourism, even in a good year. Die-hard fans come to see artists like Carrie Underwood and maybe snag an autograph. Sharon Eckenrode and her husband drove 7 hours from Ohio primarily to hear the former American Idol star on the Opry stage, which buckled in the floodwater. The concert had to be moved.
But that's okay. We'll come back, and when it reopens, we'll be back again.
The city will need many more repeat visitors to pay for a flood repair bill that's well north of $2 billion. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.